In Lesson 62, we're asking the question, don't scientists think intelligent design exists in the universe? I mean, after all, we spent all this money on the SETI program, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. We'll look at the caption at the bottom and then we'll walk through this because since the 1960s, about over 55 years ago, has there ever been any intelligence found out there? And the answer, of course, is no. So let's click the screen and walk through it. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence located in Mountain View, California, was first begun back in 1960 with Cornell University astronomer Frank Drake. Today, the Allen Radio Telescope, with a staff of 130 scientists, needs about $2.5 million of annual operating budget in order to keep looking and searching the universe. Well, how do city scientists look for space intelligence? By interpreting non-natural radio signals. So scientists are okay with simple radio signals being enough to claim intelligence, but what happened to the need for information? So they would claim success if they found patterns and signals that it's intelligent, leaving out the need for information. Sounds like a little lower requirement than we usually apply when we're studying DNA. They don't give credit to DNA being actually a system that has information in it that implies intelligence, but they're okay with a radio signal. But again, the problem, we've been looking a long time, have never found anything. So let's go ahead and click to the next slide. Could this intelligent design that they're searching so rigorously for in the universe actually exists somewhere else besides space? Below are photographs we're going to show you from Johns Hopkins University by Dr. Francis Collins, the head of the Genome Project. He was once head of the Genome Project on the evidence for God. The takeaway is instead of looking at outer space, how about we look at our own biochemistry like DNA? So click the screen, let's take a look. Anybody recognize this photo? This is the stained glass rose window from the York Minster Cathedral. When people look at that, intricate, complex design by an intelligent agent for an intentional purpose. Nobody has a problem with that. That makes total sense. What about this picture? This is the view along the vertical axis of the DNA double helix. Does that not look intricate, complex? Design very intelligently made. Dr. Jerry Coyne, an evolutionary biologist from the University of Chicago, in his book Why Evolution is True, makes this statement. If anything is true about nature, it is that plants and animals seem intricately and almost perfectly designed. Well, obviously, that's because they are. Back to our discussion we had in the previous lesson, in lesson 61, where we said, can the average person tell what's designed? Of course you can. This view of the double helix DNA compared to the stained glass window at York Minster Cathedral intuitively tells you that design had to be involved to create something this intricate. So now you have these proponents of evolution and these detractors from intelligent design that are having to defend themselves by saying statements like this with Dr. Jerry Coyne. Well, they seem designed, but wait, I don't go with what you intuitively believe is true. Don't forget that. That's just programming because they're not really designed. No, they are. Anybody can tell. That's lesson 62.